This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After a weekend of retaliatory strikes, the United States is warning Iran and the militias in arms and funds that it will conduct more attacks if American forces in the Mideast continue to be targeted. U.S. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is not seeking an open-ended military campaign across the region, but that America is prepared to deal with anything that any group or any country tries to come at us with. Sullivan delivered the warnings after the U.S. and Britain on Saturday struck 36 Houthi targets in Yemen. The Iran-backed militants have fired on American and international interests repeatedly in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. Pope Francis has reaffirmed Christians' special relationship with Jews amid the rising anti-Semitism since the outbreak of the Gaza war in a letter to the Jews of Israel. He said Saturday the letter was prompted by messages from Jewish organizations around the world. The letter served as a belated fence-mending after Francis was criticized for his initial response to the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Francis said that the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel, the Holy Land has been cast into a spiral of unprecedented violence. In November, the Pope set off a firestorm by using the word terrorism during separate closed meetings with relatives of Israeli hostages in Gaza, Palestinians living through the war. Moscow-installed officials say Ukrainian shelling killed at least 28 people at a bakery in the Russian-occupied city of Luhansk. A local leader wrote on Telegram that at least one child was among the dead. He said emergency services rescued a further 10 people from under the rubble. Ukrainian officials in Kyiv did not comment. Both Moscow and Kyiv have increasingly relied on longer-range attacks this winter amid